What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
I don't know what.
A nervous wreck.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
At the bottom of the sea, where the mermaids murmur, you'll find me. At the bottom of the sea, where the crabs walk backwards, that's where I'll be. At the bottom of the sea, and I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea, where the dogfish will flub and the catfish meow blub. That's where I'll be. At the bottom of the sea, where the fish all glub glub. You don't need a bathtub to get yourself clean. And I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim. I'll be an underwater cowboy riding on my seahorse, rounding up the sea cows, of course. At the bottom of the sea, there's a Spanish galleon and sunken treasure is all around. Me and my octopus play with our swordfish, and we play pirate games all day long. And I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. To the bottom of the, not the top of the, but the bottom of the sea.
That's Ralph Covert, the title track from his Bottom of the Sea release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here with some great kids online. Who's with us today?
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Daniel.
It's Genevieve.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Joe.
Well, thanks you all so much for being here with us. I'm pretty excited about today's show. We're online because we're online with an actual ship in the ocean right now. It's called the Joides Resolution. You can see a picture of it at childrenshour.org. And we're going to be talking with folks at the Joides Resolution in just a minute. We're going to get a tour and learn all about it. So we're going to the bottom of the sea today on the Children's Hour. This is Claudia Robin Gunn.
We live in an amazing world 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 Did you know that there are scientists studying the Twilight Zone? It's about 200 to 1,000 meters down. Did you know they found three types of bioluminescent sharks? Kite fin and the black belly lantern and the southern lantern. And you know what that means. We got glow-in-the-dark sharks. Glow-in-the-dark sharks. We got glow-in-the-dark sharks. Glow-in-the-dark sharks. They got photopores on the side of their bellies. That means they make blue light that shines deep down. Got great big eyes to see in the shadows. I wouldn't want to meet one on a dark night in the town. So if you ever catch me diving 1,000 meters down, I promise I'll take my shiny disco ball. We can have a party with the glow in the dark sharks. Glow in the dark. The sunlight kind of
sunshine, it's rays. So they gotta make their own, glow in the dark, sharks roam off the southern coast of Aotearoa.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today is a very special show. We're actually going to be joining a ship in the middle of the ocean. Well, it's actually almost on the coast of Portugal, and it is a ship called the Joides Resolution. And with us from the ship is Amy Mayer and Sarai Sanchez. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
And before we actually interviewed them, Amy and Sarah wanted to show us all around their ship, including the map showing all the places it's been to do scientific research.
Each of those spots represents a place where this ship or the one that came before it have done scientific ocean drilling. So what do I mean by that? I mean, a ship goes out in the ocean with a group of scientists and there's a hole in the bottom of the ship. And they drop a drill pipe through that hole. It's really long, really heavy, takes many people, heavy cables, big machines, to put it through the ship, all the way through the water to the bottom of the seafloor. And then once the equipment is sitting on the seafloor, they push it down farther. And the point of all this is to bring those sediment cores back up to the ship, and then they get brought into the labs, and the scientists get to work studying Earth's history by looking at different aspects of the sediments.
Amy says researchers have been drilling into the ocean for around 50 years. This particular expedition started in Lisbon, Portugal.
We came out here about 100 miles off the coast, spent a couple weeks at this dot, and then we went to the second and the third one, and now we're at this last spot. So now we're quite close to the coast. And these four spots were chosen because the sediments that we can pull up from the ocean at these places don't just contain information about the ocean here, but those sediment records actually recorded, they correlate, they match up very nicely with what we know about the climate of the past at the Arctic and the Antarctic.
This research area is called paleoclimatology. That's the study of past climates.
So years ago, a scientist from Great Britain, whose name was Nick Shackleton, drilled a short core here called a piston core. And when he looked at isotopes of the sediment record, he saw a pattern that looked familiar to him. And he went back and looked at data that other scientists had taken from ice cores that were drilled in Greenland and in Antarctica, and they matched. So it indicated that you could estimate the climate at the poles from sediment cores drilled here. One of the main objectives of this expedition is to create a high resolution history of that climate here, which will also help scientists to understand better what the climate at the poles was like in those time periods. And in addition to recording ocean conditions, because we're so close to the continent, we also record a lot about what the climate was like on land. So this is a unique place in the world's oceans. And that's why the two co-chief scientists put together this expedition. It took them about 13 years to go from idea to actually being out here on the water with all of us. Okay, core on deck. That means it's time to go outside.
Before interviewing Amy and Sarah, we got to see some of the ship's machinery in action, like the drilling machinery used to extract samples from the bottom of the ocean.
The ship is about 144 meters long. It was built in the 1970s as an oil exploration vessel, and then in 1985 it was converted to be full-time for science use.
On this expedition, Amy told us there were 117 people on board. About half of them were scientists, and the other half worked the drills to collect the specimens. There's also a full-time catering staff. They make all the food.
Each expedition has its own scientific objectives, and although they all relate to bringing material up from underneath the bottom of the ocean, they can be really different. So this one, like we were explaining, is paleoclimate. But when we get off the ship, the next expedition that leaves from Spain is going to be just off the coast of Greece, and they're doing a hard rock expedition that's focused on volcanoes and other undersea geohazards. So it's really different.
Coming up, we've got so many questions for our guests today about what they've learned so far on the Joides Resolution. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
In somebody else's lake, you dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you, what more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea, darling, it's better down, it's wetter. Take it from me, up on the shore they work all day. All the fish is happy as off to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they in their bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they're in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss gets hungry, you two go beyond that plate. Oh no! Under the sea, under the sea, nobody beats us, fry us and eat us in for cassie. To cook under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles. Life is a bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they got the urge inside to pray. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. It's under the sea. Well, the new play the flute, the cop play the harp. They sound, they shout. Bass play the brass, and chub play the tub. Fluke is a duke of soul. The ray, he can play the lings on the string. The trout's rocking out, the blackfish can sing. Spill film, the sprout, they know where it's at. Whoa, that blowfish, whoa! Under the sea.
than you. Wild colors, fancy fish, oysters, whales, and giant squids, yeah. Deep in the ocean grand, we'll swim together, hold my hand. We'll explore the coral reef, an underwater masterpiece, yeah. Sail, sail away with me, we'll see all that the sea could be. We'll dive down to water's deep and find what's living underneath. Deep in the ocean blue, we may find mermaids, turtles too. We'll wave to the octopus and give that dolphin's nose a kiss, yeah. Deep in the ocean grand, we'll meet King Crab, who rules the sand. Oh, I see a jellyfish, and there's a star, let's make a wish. Yeah, make a wish. Sail, sail away with me, we'll see all that the sea could be. We'll dive down to waters deep and find what's living brand new world for me and you.
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.